Item number 8, from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report regarding changes to the requirements relating to municipal eligibility for State of Wisconsin Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program land acquisition funding. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Healy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisors, with me up here today is Brian Russert, land manager for our park system. He has the wonderful task of maintaining all of our natural areas and keeping them the beautiful things that they are. We appreciate his efforts. Also with us is Tom Blotz, who works with us on special projects. Tom brings a certain experience to all this. He's spent many years working for the Department of Natural Resources, in particular their grant programs, helping to administer in particular the stewardship program. So he's a great resource to us as we move forward with this item, which is in essence a dialogue about modifying county ordinances so that we can remain compliant with the requirements of the stewardship grant program. And to that end, this issue was before us in before you in September. We were given a formal referral to review it. In your packets, basically we've put together a summary of where we're at with this project, not only the potential stewardship acquisition of lands adjacent to Bender Park, but more importantly, the changes that we need in order to, one, be able to manage wildlife on our property, and two, comply with the various grant programs that are out there. Also attached in your packet, besides maps showing the areas in question, is a red line strikeout version of the current county ordinances and proposed revisions that we would make to it. We have had discussions with Corporation Council Risk Management. We've done a lot of research with other municipalities that have had to comply with the same issues. Dane County, Waukesha County, many other local municipalities, and nonprofit conservation organizations all are sort of scrambling to become compliant with the program. In essence, the program says that if stewardship funds provided from the state are utilized to acquire land, then we must allow hunting, trapping, other things on within reason on those properties only that are funded by this program. So we have utilized the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program for many years. It's provided a lot of great funding for not only parkland acquisition, but parkland development. There are several different compartments within the program. These changes would affect just those related to land acquisition, and basically, if you've had a chance to review the ordinance changes, what we're looking for is a way that we can allow for reasonable hunting and trapping on certain parcels as pre-designated by the director without causing conflicts within the park system and the other uses there. It's particularly timely for us now. These changes, I believe, happened at the state level in 2007. They're getting around to rolling them out now. Last year, we partnered with MMSD and the Green Seams program to try to acquire a large chunk of property, about 90 acres directly adjacent to Bender Park. You see it up there on the map. It's the purple in the lower left-hand corner. And the little white dots are ephemeral wetlands, and those are the really unique pieces of woodlands that are typically wet only in the spring or after rain events, where there's a great diversity of life. It's a really neat, nice piece of property, a great addition to the park, serves as a natural border between the railroad corridor you see on the left, the residential development that's outside of it, and helps to preserve some of the great resources in that area. The changes that are required to the ordinances basically don't need to be we're not opening the floodgates. What we would need to do is create rules by which people could legally hunt on certain parcels of property. What we're proposing that those be at the direction of the parks director, so anytime that, whether it's through a grant program or some other opportunity, resource management in particular, we feel that it's appropriate to do that sort of thing. We would do an analysis of the property, its potential impacts, and the director, via the modified ordinances, would have the authority to designate those areas. Now, we're not talking about whole-scale opening up parklands for hunting, fishing. We already allow the fishing Really, the only things we don't allow on these lands, and this is per ordinance, are the discharge of firearms, hunting and trapping. What we'd like to do is have rules in place so that a certain number of people within sustainable capacity of the lands could utilize this for an additional recreational benefit. It also has some spillover help for us. Generally, you know, one of the questions is the magnitude of all this. DNR recommendations are something on the magnitude of about 2 hunters per 40 acres. So this is real low density. It would be in areas closely screened to prevent potential impacts to the public, any real or perceived public safety concerns. So that's what's in front of you. We basically have made recommendations that would accommodate this. Hopefully you've had a chance to review it. We can answer specific questions about this parcel of property, but also the proposed ordinance changes. We feel it's significant to us, one, because this is a great funding source that we do rely on for acquisition, and two, what Brian is here to address, if you have questions related to that, is we do have issues with overpopulation of deer, coyote, other animals, and having a regulated, controlled methodology for allowing that hunting would certainly help us with that resource management. So we've looked at a lot of our parklands for the potential to do this. Again, it would be on a case-by-case basis determined by the director, and would change nothing right now. Theoretically, if we were in the line and acquired this piece of property, then we would need to have that in place. It's timely because the program, the grant proposal, was viewed very well, and basically the only thing that's precluding it moving forward and funding being provided is the fact that the county doesn't have ordinances that allow these types of nature-based outdoor activities.
Supervisor Sanfilippo, then Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move approval.
We have a motion to approve. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to clarify that when we talk about hunting and trapping, you know, when I hear the word trap, I think of one of those leg traps with the jaws on it. We're talking about something other than that for trapping. And when I think of hunting, usually guns come to mind. We're not necessarily talking about that. We're talking about bow and arrow hunting. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, that is correct. Basically, all the DNR hunting regulations would be in place. They would not be changed. They're sort of the prevailing control over that. We're required to allow hunting. It's our vision that that would strictly be bow hunting, which is considered considerably safer. We're not getting into discharge of firearms, which is already prohibited on our parklands. And as far as trapping, we're talking animal and person-friendly type trapping. Again, it would be a case-by-case basis, and we would look at that, but generally that's the intention. We don't have to provide the whole gamut of hunting and fishing opportunities. We need to accommodate them on a limited basis and have that opportunity. I will also state that local municipal laws can also sort of trump this or work on top of it. So even though we have, for example, modified our ordinances to allow for this, the city of Oak Creek could still have ordinances that preclude the discharge of firearms, which would still make us eligible for the program, but preclude utilizing this site for that. There are some exception possibilities in there. To that end, we have had a lot of meetings with the city of Oak Creek. They are in the process of amending their ordinances as well, one because of the potential for this property, but they have also put in stewardship applications for some land north of Bender Park. They'd be forced into the same situation. So we're working closely with them. We'll be having public informational meetings to get the feedback, see what people's concerns are, and then try to address those in our ordinance.
And Mr. Chairman, what types of animals are living on this land currently that would be hunted under this?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, mostly white-tailed deer. We've got coyote populations. Maybe Brian, if you want to address it, but we've got just about everything that you would find in southeastern Wisconsin. These are large open spaces, natural areas, woodland, wetlands, it's all there.
That's amazing.
We can regulate how and which animals are hunted and then follow the hunting regulations, rules, seasons, all of those rules still prevail.
Thank you. Those are my questions, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I actually saw a unicorn on the land. I don't know if they're in season, but... and I had a designated driver, let me tell you. You know, going back, you know, obviously up north when they have the hunting seasons, I guess the thing that maybe I'll speak for myself is that, you know, the general public obviously enjoys nature and does its walking or whatever, and I'm assuming that we will have some kind of educational program so that, you know, people aren't just walking through that those areas during those times. And then the other thing is that these are 95 acres. I think I heard you say that the DNR or whoever is going to limit the number of hunters, so it's not going to be like they will be blanketing that area, and, you know, and outnumbering, you know, let's say the walkers and stuff. Could you just confirm that for me?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor. Accurately, I said 2 hunters per 40 acres. That's sort of a DNR guideline. We have the ability to set that standard. The director, based upon carrying capacity of the park site, we'd make a determination as to how many. We envision a sort of a lottery process whereby you'd still need to get your licenses, but you'd get a permit to hunt on the park land. It can be very specific as to what, when, how. So those are the sort of rules that we would put out there, is to really keep the density down and use it more as a management tool than a free-for-all, if you will.
Great. Thank you.
Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I need to withdraw my motion. This is not an action item. I thought the ordinance changes were proposed.
I should have caught that.
It's an information
Thank you.
Item, though, so I would like to move that we receive and place the file.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, first off, I would like to commend these three gentlemen and the rest of the balance of the staff that have worked on this issue. It is a huge issue. It you know, activates a lot of thoughts in that, and there's a lot of work that's been put into it, and there will be a lot more work to go into it. As Kevin said, we're working with the city of Oak Creek on their proposals and how we can partner with them. We're also working with the Wisconsin State Parks, the park people, to make sure that we come up with a balanced recommendation that we can present to you, hopefully during the January cycle.
Okay, thank you very much. If there are no further questions, this item is informational. No action is necessary. Thank you much for your participation today. Item number 9, please.
Mr. Chair, do you want me to vote on receive and place on file?
On what?
Do you want me to take a roll call on the motion to receive and place on file?
Did we have a motion to receive? We didn't have that.
We have a motion, but we haven't taken a vote.
We have a motion.
We did.
Who made that motion? I didn't hear that part of it. Okay. We have a motion to receive and place on file by Supervisor Sanfilippo. If there's no further discussion, please call the roll on item number 8.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
And now on to item number 9.